This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder if you've ever asked yourself the question, why am I here? Not just why am I in the place that I'm in right now, but why am I here at all? Why was I born? Why am I in this world? In fact, why is the world here even? Have you ever asked those huge questions of life? They're really important questions, because if you can answer that question, why am I here, it gives a sort of overarching story to your life, a direction you're heading in, a purpose for everything you do, something to evaluate your life on and help you to set directions and make choices and decisions and order your life and relationships in a way that move your life in that direction. We've been reading in the book of Romans, and I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. And in Romans chapter 10, Paul is talking about people finding real life, new life, spiritual life through their relationship with Jesus Christ. And he says in verse 14, "How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good tidings of good things." Well, you know, in Chapter 9 of Romans, Paul makes this huge point that none of us would reach out for God and search for God unless God reached out to us first. God has to reveal himself to us and work in our hearts to help us see that we have a need for him and for spiritual reality in our lives. But then here in Romans 10, he says we have to respond to that. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And then now in these verses, he points out that this is not only the person that God is reaching out to and that's responding to him, but there are other people involved too, and that is the other Christians in that person's life. How will that person call upon him in whom they have not believed, and how should they believe in him whom they have not heard? And so here it is. If God has placed you in the life of someone who doesn't yet know him, you've got to be letting them know about him. Again, you want to stay away from being preachy, but you want to share this beautiful experience you have with the Lord with the people around you. How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? You might be concerned for your friend to come to know God in the way that you have. You might even pray for them. But how's it going to happen unless they hear about him? So open your mouth and start talking. And how shall they hear without a preacher? That is, without someone to tell them. How shall they preach unless they are sent? You need to go with this purpose. Yeah, I want to share Jesus Christ with the people around me, so that just as the Old Testament says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things. Don't think of your message of Jesus Christ as this horrible, gross, bad-tasting message that you want to shove down people's throats. No, it's not that at all, is it? It's the most beautiful news. When you get great news about something, you can't wait to tell the people around you. Man, let me tell you about my new car. Let me tell you about this or that. You want to talk about it. Well, you have the best news of all in your life, in the person of Jesus Christ. So start talking about him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.